From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. Democratic candidate for Missouri's 4th Congressional District, Renee Hoganson, held a last-minute news conference yesterday in front of the Boone County Courthouse to address her concerns about U.S. Representative Vicky Hartzler. The Columbia, Missourian reports Hoganson expressed she was concerned about Rep. Hartzler's, quote, inability and unwillingness to take a stand against President Donald Trump. This comes after President Trump met privately with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Trump defended the adversarial leader, saying he took Putin's word that Russia did not meddle in the U.S. democratic process. Missouri politicians from both parties, including Hoganson's Democratic primary opponent Hallie Thompson, were quick to condemn Trump's original statements. And when Representative Hartzler stopped short of condemning Trump's statement, Hoganson questioned whether she were, quote, on Team America or Team Putin. The future of fireworks wars in Columbia was discussed at a Boone County Commission work session yesterday. The Columbia, Missourian reports the annual tradition, which takes place on July 4th, draws hundreds of people to a residential neighborhood outside of city limits to shoot fireworks at one another. Yesterday's work session was for discussing ways to prevent fireworks wars from taking place in the future. Several opinions were heard, and one solution offered was to create a definition for misusing a firework. A proposal for a high-voltage power line carrying wind energy across the Midwest has received a jolt of new life after the Missouri Supreme Court ruled that regulators wrongly rejected it. Yesterday's court ruling means that Missouri must reevaluate whether Clean Line Energy Partners deserve approval for a $2.3 billion project that would build one of the longest electric transmission lines in the United States. Plans call for the line to run from wind farms in western Kansas across Missouri and Illinois before hooking into a power grid in Indiana that serves the eastern U.S. Clean Line has been working on the so-called Grain Belt Express power line since 2010, but hasn't been able to start construction because of regulatory hurdles. State Representative Sherry Tolson Reich of Hallsville has unblocked on Twitter the man who sued her last month for allegedly violating his right to free speech in a public forum. The Columbia, Missourian reports Michael Campbell, a Columbia lawyer and Centralia resident, said Reich blocked him for retweeting a comment that criticized her. Campbell's lawsuit compares Reich's actions to a May federal lawsuit against President Trump that ruled officials blocking people on Twitter violated the First Amendment. Reich said her intentions were not to, quote, silence a constituent, but rather to avoid the name-calling and vitriol that happens on social media. Reich said she provides her constituents with many forms of communication, including phone calls, emails, and public forums. One of Campbell's lawyers said that although he is pleased Campbell was unblocked, the case will move forward. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.